Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz, and this is Redmond's twice-weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening right here in Redmond for the next 7 days. Jennifer, what is going on in town now?
We're going to have to be a little bit more careful when we're driving out there because starting this week, new speed cameras are going live in school zones across Redmond. The cameras are placed near several schools and are designed to catch drivers going over the posted speed during active school hours. If you get flagged, the ticket is issued automatically, so there's no warning stop or second chance. The goal is simple: to slow traffic down where kids are walking.
I think we can all agree everyone should be driving safer in school zones, so let's put those cameras up and let's just deal with it. Like, people should be driving safe around kids.
Agreed.
Cinco de Mayo is happening Sunday, May 3rd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Redmond Downtown Park, and this is going to be very busy. Central Cultural Mexican is putting it on with live music, food vendors, beer, and a full Latino arts and crafts market. You're also going to have community resources and activities mixed in, so it's more than just a quick stop. It's the kind of event where you show up for an hour and you end up staying way longer. If you're going, plan ahead for parking. This is going to fill up fast.
There's a farm animal talk happening Sunday, May 3rd, from 10 to 11 a.m. at Farrell McWhorter Park Barnyard. And this one's all about the goats.
The goats!
Goats are back.
We should just rename this newsletter and podcast. It's all about the amazing things dealing with goats for the next 7 days.
Volunteers and docents will be there sharing facts about the animals and answering questions kids come up with. It's casual, free, and outdoors, so you can show up and hang out for a bit. Kids can get close enough to see how everything works on the farm. Bring something to sit on and dress for the weather since it runs rain or shine.
Petco in Redmond is doing a Mother's Day pet photo event on Saturday, May 2nd from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And it is exactly what it sounds like. Bring your dog, they help you snap a solid picture, and suddenly you've got something better than a last-minute card. It's a drop-in setup, so you don't need to overplan it or sign up ahead of time. Expect a few other pet owners doing the same thing, so it's going to be a lot of fun, low-key, unless you have a chihuahua. Then I predict it's going to be all hell breaks loose.
There's a spring craft fair happening Sunday, May 3rd at 10 o'clock at the Lucky Pen. Expect handmade goods, local vendors, and a solid mix of gift ideas right before Mother's Day. If you want something more thoughtful than a last-minute store run, this is a good place to start.
If you are an artist or you know someone who is, the City of Redmond is taking applications right now for the Downtown Redmond Art Walk Mural Program. Selected artists will get to paint one side of an 8x8-foot mural box that will be installed at Downtown Park during the fall event. Applications are open through May 24th, so there's still time to put something together and submit. It's a pretty cool chance to get your work seen right in the middle of downtown. If you've ever thought about doing something like this, now is the time to do it.
All right, Dan, it's time for the Redmond History Minute. This is where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and around Redmond.
Lay it on me.
What did Henry Ford insist his hospital in Michigan serve, sourced specifically from Redmond? A. Eggs. B. Beef. C. Milk. D. Kale smoothies. And your time starts now.
I don't understand why anyone would ever request a kale smoothie. All right, so the choices are eggs, beef, or milk?
Yeah, or the kale smoothies. Are you just going to knock that one right out right away?
Yeah, it's definitely not kale smoothies, Jennifer.
All right, that makes it a little easier, right? You only got three guesses. And if you want a hint, you might want to think about our previous history minutes.
Well, but here's what I don't understand. Henry Ford has his hospital, I think, in Michigan, you said.
That's right.
So what you're saying is he has his hospital in the middle of the Midwest, America's farmland area.
Yeah.
Boy, where can this guy find eggs, beef, milk around him? Oh my God, Henry Ford. It's going to be eggs because we have chickens here. Not that he doesn't have them in Michigan either. Final answer, eggs.
All right, Dan. Well, you are wrong.
What?
It's milk again. James Clay's Willowmore Farm, now Merrimore Park, was famous for its Ayrshire cattle. The milk was so prized that Henry Ford insisted his hospital in Dearborn, Michigan, serve only milk shipped from this one Redmond farm.
Oh, my God. Honey, I was just drinking some milk from Molly, our cow. Terrible. Terrible. You got to find out what they're doing over in Redmond, Washington. I say we get Redmond milk from now on. Oh, brother.
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
Here's what we've been hearing. There has been talk that an outdoor gear library could be coming to a space near the Burt Gilman Trail. The idea is a monthly membership where you can borrow things like kayaks, camping gear, and outdoor equipment instead of buying it yourself. Ooh, I like that. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a mix between a tool library and REI, but nothing's been officially confirmed yet, so here is the question. Would you actually use something like this? Yes. I don't want to buy a kayak. I would rent all my kayaks if I could.
I mean, think about it. You save the money, and you don't have to store it at your house. I really hope they go through with this.
You know what? I would like to move to a primarily 100% rental economy. I don't want to own anything.
I know.
I just want to show up and rent. If you've got a guess or have heard something, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop your comment in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post. And before we get out of here, we want to know who you think has the best brunch in Redmond. You can head on over to facebook.com/bestofredmond, find the post called Your Picks, and drop your vote in the comments.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com, and we'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.